The Pfizer vaccine for kids ages 12 to 15, expected to get final FDA approval today, could start being given out tomorrow, at least here in Arizona. This Scottsdale dad says he can't wait to get his 12-year-old vaccinated.
It's the right thing to do. It's the responsible thing to do.
We're joined now by Dr. Simone Wilds, infectious disease specialist, South Shore Health. As always, Simone, good to talk to you. Do you agree with this Scottsdale dad? Are you going to take your kids to get vaccinated right away?
Absolutely. Good morning, Jim. I mean, it really is the right thing, as he said. We know that the vaccines are safe and effective in adults, and the studies have shown it's the same for children. And if we're trying to get back to our new normal, we need to get the children vaccinated as well.
We're talking to infectious disease specialist Dr. Simone Wilds, and you're a doctor, you're a mom. What do you say to kids who are scared of getting the shot? I mean, no kid likes shots, but...
I know getting the children vaccinated is a little difficult for them, but I think having the conversation with your children to explain to them, you know, really how important it is. I think they've all seen how COVID has affected all of us. So I think just being a little more patient with them, hopefully that will help, and just hold their hands, you know, do the things we always do when you always give them your flu shot or any other shot. Just be there for them.
You know, mine are 5 and 8. We had the discussion on the couch yesterday. I said, you know what? All teens are going to be able to get their shots pretty soon. So that means you guys are next. My 5-year-old's eyes got so wide. And Jamie offered to call the kids. They love Miss Jamie, you know, to reassure them it'll be fine. Can I do the same with Dr. Simone? Dr. Simone says it's fine.
Yes, absolutely. You can call me anytime to make sure we get our children vaccinated. So count me in.
Okay. We are talking on Arizona's Morning News with Dr. Simone Wilds, infectious disease specialist. Former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Richard Carmona, who's now with the University of Arizona, thinks schools should require students to get the vaccine. Do you think that should happen?
You know, that really is a very controversial topic. I can see both sides. I think we really first want to make sure that this is mandated, meaning the vaccine gets full approval. Right now, we are still under emergency use. And so, you know, based on the regulations, we usually don't mandate it. And so to really put that on parents is really difficult. I think we need to get everyone on board before we move to making it mandatory. And just like, you know, here in Massachusetts, the flu vaccine is mandatory, but it was a process. We didn't just say, okay, everybody, we gradually introduced it. I think we probably need to do the same thing for the COVID vaccine.
And there's exemptions that are available for people for medical reasons and for religious reasons. And as a matter of fact, I know from doing some research a couple of years ago, Maricopa County, where Phoenix is located, is actually the number one county in the country when it comes to non-medical exemptions. So there's definitely possibilities out there, even if it's quote-unquote mandated to get around this. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Simone Wilds is our guest this morning on KTAR. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease doctor, was asked if it's time now to start thinking about relaxing indoor mask guidance, and he said this to George Stephanopoulos.
I think so, and I think you're going to probably be seeing that as we go along and as more people get vaccinated.
Do you agree with Dr. Fauci on that?
Getting closer to that point. As we get more people vaccinated, right, and that's really the crucial point where as more people get vaccinated, I think we are definitely closer to relaxing the mask mandates. But, you know, what I've seen is even when you tell people they can take their mask off outdoors, people are still wearing their mask.
Yeah.
I mean, it's now become habit forming. So I think, again, we're going to have to do a lot more messaging to tell people it's okay. But something definitely we're looking forward to.